Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Halliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another fun-filled edition of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amino Hassan. I'm joined, as always, by the cavalcade, the cast, the crew, Big Jerv, Jason Madison, Jay Skills, and Black Trey. We got a great show for you today. Keith Murray, where has he been hiding this whole time?
Oh, my God.
Changed the internet in 1 week. In
should 1 week. Stayed hidden.
No,
Trey, this is some Trey, of the best material. What are you talking about?
Yes, 2023 onto a bang with Keith Murray, the greatest storyteller so far. We'll see if anyone can knock him off his perch. We also got your weekly update on the Young Thug case down in Atlanta. It's getting real bad for your boy, man. The judge is reciting lyrics now. I hate when they do that. We also got a little bit of a debate. Trey says it's been raging since 2021. I've always thought about it, something people talk about, but not talk about out loud. I'll tell you what that debate is a little later. We got a BMF recap as well. BMF is back, the show, not the documentary. And I can already see the influence of power starting to creep in. Like, oh, can we do this way? Oh, man. All right. Well, anyway, before we get to all that, www.patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you are tapped in, locked in. You want this podcast, you want it all at once, Patreon's get it all at once. Everybody else got to wait a little bit by little every day. You want the watch-alongs, so Patreon's get the watch-alongs. Everybody else just got to hear about it. You want the Discord, the Patreon's get the Discord. Everybody else got to do Twitter with all these trolls and shit. Don't deal with all that shit, man. Just get in, become a Patreon. patreon.com/countthedings. Do it the right way. All right, before we get into BMF, Trey, we were talking about targeted ads because I've been having some weird-ass targeted ads, man, on Instagram mostly. The TikTok ones I don't feel like are targeted. The Instagram ones, they are on my ass, man. But you got one, Trey. What is it?
Oh, man, it's this drill, man. The drill where you put the 3 connecting on it and you can kind of get the scud off your shower towels.
Oh, yeah.
And you can kind of clean. I've been served this ad in the week about 15 times, so much that Meryl chimed in and was like, yo, that's the thing. You know what I mean? And that was like, damn, I'm really 38 because I want it. So if somebody wants to buy this for me, I refuse to buy this for myself.
I'm going to tell you right now, Trey, light years ahead of you, bro. Do you have a power drill at all in your house? It's used for screws or anything like that?
Yes.
You do? Okay. Amazon sells you the whole pack of different brush heads. And all you got to do, instead of screwing the different drill bit in your drill, you'll screw the brush head in there. It does the same shit, nigga. You don't need
that. That's what it was.
Just the brush heads?
Yeah, just the brush heads. They only sell the brush heads.
It's like $10 on Amazon.
But the thing was, right? These particular ones, because it was somebody that left, you know, Twitter. Got to be an asshole in there. Somebody was like, yeah, I tried it. Man, it was some I said, did you get this exact one? No, not necessarily. Because I'm like, it has a 60-day money-back guarantee. And I'm a nigga that will really send that shit back
I'm telling you right now. It's nothing, man. You take the brush head, you put it on your drill, you put a little soft scrub or whatever cleaning thing you put on there, rinse whatever you're about to do, and just you start.
I mean, I'm not a filthy nigga to let my oven door get kind of gucky like that. But
I never use it for anything but my shower.
Even used his oven door.
That's right. True. It's a good point.
Like, my nigga's been there like 3 years, and I promise you, you've used your oven.
I've been cooking lately.
He be reheating shit in the oven.
Sick reheat. I literally just start using my air fryer though, to be honest.
He said that's a sick reheat. Niggas, it's a sick reheat to reheat shit in the oven. Like, I thought that's what niggas do.
Hold on.
How do you reheat? First of all, you know what, AJ? We disrespecting the man, yo. He doesn't even reheat. The nigga does reheat. My nigga don't take no doggy bag and shit out of nowhere. Bro,
one take home. One take out home.
To be fair, though, yeah, I have a rule, bro. It don't taste the same. We're not taking shit
it
home.
It tastes better.
It tastes better, my nigga.
Leftover nigga tray? You don't
I'm
take
not.
Home.
We leave it there. I literally just took my nigga Justin to get Namwa dumplings. And we left so much food just because I just knew, bro. I'm not taking no dumplings back home to the crib, first of all.
Bro, I'm taking everything back to the crib.
Everything goes back to the crib, bro.
I don't miss nothing. Whatever's on the table, we boxing it up.
All right, so just a heads up. If we eat family style dinner and we don't finish it all, you are welcome to take this shit home.
I ain't touching it, straight up.
You've been out to eat with me. You know how I order. Right. I'm going to go... And we might be aligned with this. I order appetizers. Jason knows. I'll ask first, what do you like? Jason might say, oh, I was thinking this. I'm like, okay, have you tried this? Soon as you say no, I'm going to pick four different appetizers. So that's four appetizers that's coming out. Then we're going to do the entree. Then what's next after that, Jason? Last but not least, dessert.
This is a bad bitch outing right here.
It's not a bad bitch outing. I just eat good, bro. I like.
I mean, niggas eat good all the time, bro. I'm just saying, like, I take the shit home with me. You know what I mean? Like, niggas go wherever. Like Jerv said, like, I pay for this. Like, or
only time I don't take stuff home is if I'm making a move afterwards.
Right.
Like, if I'm in New York, I obviously I don't have the luxury of my car, right? So I can't just maneuver. New York does seem like a wild place to take leftovers home.
Like you want to be really doing it. Train smelling like green onions? Come on,
nigga. I mean, my nigga, I smell like green onions if I'm going to the crib. Like I don't give a fuck. Smell these green onions, bitch. Yeah. Like
we went
New Year's. I was with my cousin Amir. We got in the cab, and the cab driver had just gotten some halal food or something. Some kebab. The car smelled like just grilled onions and that meat. And my cousin was like, roll down the windows, man. We ain't trying to smell like food. We about to go see some blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no, wait, man. Hey, man, where'd you get that food from?
right, yeah.
We had to get the address and everything, man. Like,
I can't smell like this.
It was a good point. We had to go with the windows rolled down.
That's a hell of a point. Right.
But it was like, damn, that shit smelled good, man. I was like, hey, man, can I have some? That shit was good as hell, man. But Trey, you wildin', man. Takeout be the best.
Some food, I just don't. Mm-mm. I can't do it. And you also, another thing is, I hate now I'm getting to the point where I can't even do delivery because I feel like they just like, take it here, damn. I'm not even getting a real experience of the food.
No, delivery. I don't like delivery. I'm with you. Right. I don't like delivery. It's the food don't come back tasting like it did.
It ain't made with love, bro.
Delivery is made for pizza shops. I've come to realize that. Like a pizza spot is what delivery is made for. Yep. But you taking advantage of the fact that your favorite restaurant that cost a grip to go there is now on whatever delivery app. Nah, but you're shortchanging yourself.
I will say this. Pickup is a good intermediate because like for whatever – whatever reason, like something when the delivery driver gets it to when it gets to you, it goes through a weird metamorphosis that I just
can't be doing shit to it. That's what it
is. Because you damn near put your takeout in a seatbelt on the ride home, my nigga.
Right.
you taking all the cautious turns and all that shit.
Yeah. Like I'm not sliding as hard, like you know.
But hold on, Jerv made a point. I want to ask the question. Other than pizza, what food is good for delivery? Because pizza do be coming
Chinese.
By pizza, I meant pizza shops. Like anything that can come from a pizza shop. That's what I mean.
Anything or just the pizzas?
No, anything that can come from a pizza shop. Oh. Except for salad. Pizza shop salads are ass.
Salad be that's
right. Like, yo, my nigga, like it's a shop. Salad. What are you doing?
It's a salad if you sit your ass in there as well. Like, that's not the delivery process. Chinese food is good for delivery. That's true, Trey. Chinese food, pizza, what else? Cause I'm thinking like Mexican, no, like McDonald's,
I've had some fire delivery Jamaican food in New York, actually in Brooklyn. Mm.
Oxtail and shit definitely, shit definitely hits on the delivery.
Yeah, for sure.
It's like it gets the sauce longer. The sauce gets longer than like the fucking marinade with everything, and then you already when you buy Jamaican and Caribbean type food, at least with me, you want all your food to kind of touch at some point. Exactly. So like the delivery process kind of like cheats that a little bit.
Yeah,
like,
it helps with it. It helps it along. Yeah, for sure. But
hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodles is like,
which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with the plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep. Free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
Trey, hold up. So, but Trey, you don't even reheat, because I feel like Chinese food is fire reheated too. Like, call me crazy. I know that can be a wild take, but like, yo, you've never, have you ever had reheated food like as an adult?
Come on, man.
No, my nigga. Like, nigga, that's why I said as an adult.
That's a fair question.
Thank you. He's trying to stun on me like I'm maybe wild.
Maybe we're not regular adults, but for you, it is absolutely a fair question.
My life, this is the thing y'all have to understand. My life previous of me. Yes. Once I met me, I'd start living a better life, man.
Right.
He don't want to take credit, but listen, we were talking about certain friends that just change your life. Once right. Amin mentioned me in a tweet, I never looked back. I never looked back.
The day that shit happened, they try to bring Trey some leftovers. Like, get that shit out.
Get that shit out of here. You where I'm going, my nigga.
Right.
I was a DGK before all that, man. You know, I was a dirty ghetto kid for sure.
Oh, wow.
Hold up, bro. I feel like you was probably super picky. Yeah.
First of all, yes, absolutely, Jerry. But second of all, there are some people who do shit because they have to. Like, and then there's some people who are like, yeah, this shit is cool. I don't see what the problem is. And then they get to do some other shit. Like, oh, that's
okay. I'll relate to that. It was a have to. Out of necessity.
Exactly.
Out of necessity. Because when I started getting exposed to shit, I just don't look back. Yeah. I don't. Like, I'll be like, but I'm also trying, like, I was talking to my grandma. She's like, yeah, what are you doing today? I'm like, I want to get some sushi. She's like, California roll? I said, no, real sushi. She says, that ain't California roll, ain't real sushi. I said, no. Why are you doing that?
It did hurt my heart the first time I realized that shit ain't real sushi. I was like, damn, I thought I was out here experiencing shit.
Like my grandma liking shit with, like, you're not supposed to have fucking Philly cheese cream on there. Like, you know, what are we doing? Like, she wants all that. You know what I mean?
Shit slapped though.
But again, she's so disappointed because when I told her, I was like, no, you got to get like sashimi and like raw. And she's like, oh. I would throw up, and I'm like, all right, you're being dramatic now. Like, but again,
are you an ill dude, aren't you? You were ill guy.
Ill, not even really like that, because the ill sauce is like, not see this again. You're gonna make me make this experience way bougier than what it is.
Go ahead. I don't think anyone's stopping you.
All right, because like when you go to a fresh sushi spot, you're not gonna have ill sauce. You're not gonna have spicy mayo.
Hold on, you shitting on me right now. I don't know if I signed up for this. I'm a can I get extra spicy mayo kind of guy?
Girl wasn't ready.
Because once you add the condiments, you take away the freshness of the fresh caught fish, the market price.
Right, for sure. No, in Japan, like I went to spicy Japan, they don't have no spicy mayo in Japan.
I'm not saying that it's not, but like again, Sean, who's not pictured, argued about corn tortillas. Again, certain shit like
he's always trying to lay this shit on.
Yeah, this is just keep coming back.
Hey, what is his tacos possess lettuce, tomatoes, and cheese. That's not the default. That's almost disrespectful to the Mexican homies, bro. So again, it's disrespectful to the homies who make sushi, because at the end of the day, we add shit to make it more comfortable for us. Like,
but my nigga, they said the spot was an authentic sushi establishment.
I went to Joyce. I mean, have you been to Seattle before?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, so it's a restaurant called Joy's, right? It's like upscale, right? I went to dinner with my sister's ex-boyfriend, bro. This nigga said, yeah, I would like that sushi roll, but bake it. And they looking at the nigga like, tempura, first of all.
Yeah.
And they like, we can't tempura that one, but we can tempura niggas love that a good one. But the nigga like, nah, I need this shit cooked. They're like, no, but we can't tempura. And I'm like secondhand embarrassment because I'm like starting to soak like.
Oh, like this ain't going great. Like, bro, you're not gonna win this article.
You have to, you have to excuse him. He's but a nigga.
My nigga just came home. Trey limited his comprehension.
Trey turned into the nigga from the last season of Atlanta. Remember the restaurant?
Oh yeah.
Oh shit.
When he said they had a line around the corner, and then I brought out.
Some good from that show.
Yeah. And one voice said, "Oh, this nigga serving poison fish."
Yeah. Hey.
But it's real though. Like niggas will try to niggify. Somebody else culture.
Guys in the sushi spot. He wanted Popeyes.
Niggas trying to make it look sexy just for themselves to be able to understand it. Like right. Even people not even trying to use chopsticks and a nigga asking for a fork. That stresses me out.
Yeah.
It fucking stresses me out.
Hold on, my nigga. For sushi? Oh, no, I'm using chopsticks for sushi.
Yeah, but man, come on, man.
No, but if we go to an Asian restaurant, my nigga, I'm just, you must just be embarrassed because I'm using a fork.
How do you stab the sushi with a fork?
That's what I'm saying. I guess you just pick it up with your hand.
Would you be embarrassed if someone picked it up with their hand?
Yes.
Oh, man.
I would just tell niggas to give you the starter kit. Chopsticks, the ones with the rubber
band. What the fuck is a starter kit?
I don't want no starter kit.
Where you can like clamp.
This nigga trying to give tutorials. I'm trying to eat, fam. Right.
Like, I won't lie. Like,
trying to learn.
With his hand, I wouldn't be
the
mad.
Only time I've ever seen somebody really eat like sushi with their hands is niggas is drunk and they came out with the plate and the nigga was like, well, don't mind if I do.
Yeah, yeah. I might have been that person once or twice.
I don't mind if I do.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, I think if a nigga's bringing out sushi at a party, I definitely would have grabbed it with my hand a couple of times. Like,
nasty man.
Wait, y'all go to parties and niggas be having sushi?
Derv, I was wondering the same thing. This whole
time, we having sushi at my party.
Y'all ain't never been to a party where a fucking waiter walked around with a sushi plate.
Come on, nigga, there's not many waiters at the parties I be going to. Dog, it's a bar and some finger food. It might be a bottle girl. That's about it.
I want better for Jerv, man. I want some more Jervs in your life, man.
I don't, man. I like him being just like this.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. Because I see Jerv, and it's also somebody else that's in my life that just like, I'd be like, never change, nigga.
Yeah, never change. I want Jerv to go to the Met Gala in a Nike Tech Fleece, man.
Right.
Oh, my nigga. Yo, real quick. You said that, right? So we had a party last night, right? It was a cabin party last night for Founders Day. Shout out to the bros, 112 years. We outside, right? So niggas is getting dressed up for this shit. And I'm like, yo, y'all know me. Y'all know what I wear. I'm like, all right, well, hey, listen, it's Founders Day. Let me just snazz it up a little bit.
You pulled out your Suge Knight suit?
No. I pulled out some joggers. So instead of wearing a tech suit, I pulled out some joggers. Right?
I'm getting fresh for y'all.
Yeah, that's the best I can do for you, right? I got some joggers. Yeah. But I go there.
As many weddings you go to, bro, you couldn't dress up for the bros?
My nigga, I listen, you get like 4 or 5 dress-ups a year. We're not just going to shoot one out in January on the first 5 days of the year. It's a whole 360 something left. Like, yo, come on. Let's not do this. But, yo, I got there, and it was 2 niggas there that had my flow on, like the hoodie. I was hot. I was like, I could have wore the sweatpants. I had a whole fresh Nike Tech sweatsuit that I could have wore to this.
They had Jerv's fit.
Right. Niggas was outdressing them already.
Nigga Jerv coming into the institution, bro, looking like you got the 2 for $15 on you.
Hey, man.
I got that.
I got that right here, dog.
Yeah. Turner Rock. Nah, yeah. Man,
I'm not going to lie. Let me stop running on sweatsuits because coziness is king. So I'm with that.
I love the coziness of a sweatsuit, man. Come on, now. Ah, shit, on that note. All right, that's going to do it for us here. Black Opinions Matter, motherfuckers. Thanks again to Big Jer, Black Trey, and Jason Madison. Again, patreon.com/scoutthethings. Make sure you are subscribed. You can listen to this whole shit all at once. It's still waiting all week long. So make sure you get on that. Get the Discord. Get the watch-alongs. Get everything. Get all the bonus material and content. Talk to you next week. Stay black, motherfuckers.